Will everyone in the theater hold on firmly to his seat, please? Stop it! Stop it! I'm Vincent Price. What unearthly horror did that girl gaze upon? What manner of incredible thing walked beneath that hood? It would be unfair at this time to show you any more of what went on in that laboratory where a man actually dared to play God. So fantastic, words can't begin to describe it. You must see it with your own eyes to believe it. When the fly comes your way.
It isn't like any other fly I've ever seen.
I've killed Andre. Please help me. Call the police and...
The charge can only be murder.
There were no mistresses. I had no lovers.
Why did you kill him?
God, don't let it get out.
Inspector. Inspector, it's in the garden. Come quickly.
As God is my witness, I saw the thing. It's unbelievable. I shall never forget that scream as long as I live.
The fly is on its way. Watch out for it. It's far beyond anything your mind could ever conceive.
Days of October 31 of creatures and villains from horror movies. Murky Chronicle bonus. I am thankful of the butcher to bache.
And I am gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
And yes, you are. So what's up, my brother?
Not too much, man. Just another day down. Another exit here.
Oh, yeah. You know, a few more days to Halloween. I want to thank you to all the emailers to murkychronicles@gmail.com. We had quite a few requests for... Brundlefly, the fly from the fly. So I guess we're talking about him today.
Yeah. That was, I remember seeing that probably 35 years ago or so.
Yeah. There was a remake in 1986 and then the original was from 1958.
Yeah. Old Vincent Price was in that one, huh?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I've never seen that. Vincent Price is like, he's the best. The best.
With the best iconic laugh, right?
Absolutely. His voice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess the first movie was produced by Mel Brooks. He's known as the master of comedy, and Mel Brooks is also a fan of the horror genre. Producer Stuart Cornfield convinced the reluctant studio to distribute the film if he could find the money to make it. Mel Brooks was the first person he went to for help. The two had previously collaborated by David Lynch's The Elephant Man in 1980. That was another great movie. It was Brooks who encouraged Cohenberg to take the movie as far as he wanted. Brooks said, "I want you to go all the way, let yourself go, and don't look back." And there were no restraints. Cohenberg recalled they were willing to lose that percentage of audience that would have liked and loved interest stuff, but he couldn't take that in a horror movie.
Nope. So, did you see what the disgusting vomit was made out of?
No. What was it made out of?
It was made out of honey, eggs, and milk.
Wow. Well, Brooks came up with the film's most famous line, "Be afraid, very afraid." Is a quote that many people have heard, and most not everyone knows that came from the fly. Cohenberg revealed in a commentary track that the iconic line was invented by Mel Brooks while discussing how characters should react to the early stages of Seth Brundle's transformation, the quote also became one of the film's taglines.
Nice.
What else?
Nice. And I also, go ahead.
You have anything else, bro?
I was just going to say, it looks like they tried to get some other big name actors to play the part of Brundle. Looked like Richard Dreyfuss and or Michael Keaton. They both declined it. It probably wouldn't have been as good a movie with those two. So I think I'm glad Goldblum did it. He did a good job.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think they made the right choice.
Yep.
I guess, you know, there was that baboon in the movie. Typhon the Baboon was very scary to work with. Those involved with making the film included Cohenberg remembered that the baboon, whose name was Typhoon, was very much a wild animal and not an actor. Visually effects supervisor Hoyt Yeatman said in a special feature documentary that Typhoon was once startled by flashlights and the teleprompter and broke the door out to get out. The Wrangler and Jeff Goldblum, who's 6'4", were the ones who had to keep the primate in check. And they're very volatile animals, and there was no such thing as a tame baboon, Kornberg said. Jeff, because he was much bigger and stronger than the baboon, was able to dominate him, and that baboon's Wrangler said it was a good thing that the baboon formed a relationship. Otherwise, there could have been big trouble on the set with some of the female members of the crew.
Huh.
Yep.
Very interesting.
I'm gonna have to watch that. I barely remember a baboon in the movie. Do you?
I don't remember that at all. Truly, I don't. But I'm gonna have to. It's been 35 years.
Yeah.
I do remember the vomit.
I don't about remember. It. Oh, I do remember the vomit. Yes, I might have to make some tonight.
And he was transforming. You know, when he transformed.
Oh, that was awesome, especially for the effects back in the day.
Yep. So that's all I got for that movie.
All right, brother. That's all I got. I can't wait for tomorrow's. I guess we'll leave you. Oh.
Whoa! Pump the brake there. You
what?
Watch Hell Night yet? 1981 film.
Man, I keep on looking for Heaven Day.
Heaven Day. Okay, well, you better look.
I guess I have to look for Hell Night. Okay.
Right.
That
all
could
right.
be every night for me.
Linda Blair.
All right. Okay. I'll definitely. Linda Blair is hot. So, anyway, hot in a psychotic way. Yeah. All right, brother. If you like this track, you could check out more like this one on the Merkins YouTube channel. And don't forget everythinglyricalspit.com. This is a big pop-up parody. This is the notorious Darth Vader, your father.
Baby, straight up at me. asking. Most of these Jedis think they be masking, but I be passing. Jedis always think they right. All your love, all your light. As soon as I win that fight, I keep it to your sight. With a mind trick, they go like, want to be Sith, things to make you mad. You can call your dad, we can head on to my pad. I'm gonna call my crew, you can call on too. We can find me at the Death Star too. Put your hands in the air if you's a true Vader. Rock your blaster even faster, killing rebels like a master. If you have a saber in your waist, we gon' light up this place. Cause I see some Jedi tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Ha ha ha.